Why is it that men and women can enjoy a concert experience equally, but when they gather in the home, it's a battle royale over the stereo volume? Sure, the women want to socialize while the men just want to rock out. I get that. But it raises a more sinister issue. Are audiophiles, or is the hobby of audiophilia, sexist against women? Absolutely. According to Headphonesty, an online magazine for audio gearheads, they sat down with five women in the industry attending High End Munich 2025. Angela Cardis, who's worked in high-end audio for 40 years, talked about how audio setups are usually built for just one person, usually a man. She laughs. The big joke is, oh, my wife hates my system. Have you invited her to listen to her favorite song on it? Oh no, she just doesn't want to. Daniela Manger shares that women do enjoy good music on a good system, but feel like they're infringing on a male playground. Even the language is outdated, with salespeople throwing around terms like wife acceptance factor. Longtime Canadian interior designer Sarah Richardson often laments that her hubby's giant speakers don't fit with the room's decor. Kasia, a marketing manager at the audio trade show, points out that men walk right past my booth, assuming I don't know anything about the products. Jenny Jose spoke to a panel about the financial barriers. I've not heard of a woman cave in any house, because the man holds the power with the money. Plus, women are priced out of the hobby before they even have a chance to explore it. So how can the industry be more welcoming to women? Headphone meetups are a great no-cost way to enjoy music in a shared setting. Improving component design can lower the barrier. Some gear just appears too complex or fragile and can be intimidating to the uninitiated. Highlighting women in action, installing and setting up systems can welcome more females into the industry. Ultimately, making a hi-fi a shared experience is the goal to combat sexism. By the way, don't even think about buying another guitar. I'm Cal Code. Here's Afro Dream from an album due in September, but we'll share it now. They're an Italian multiculti band telling the migration story from West Africa to Europe. Check out Afro Trip from World Beat Canada Radio.
advice that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I strongly advise that you wear your dancing clothes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you open your heart. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you close your eyes.
Keeping things in Mother Africa with new music. That is the Cavemen and Dancing Shoes, a Nigerian high life fusion duo, Kingsley Okri and Benjamin James. Afro Dream took us on an Afro trip before that from a forthcoming album called Gis Gis. Here is Jay Scope. He is a Nigerian who spent 16 years in the Ukraine before moving to Montreal. He shares his experience with Welcome. This is The Beat in Your Own Backyard, World Beat Canada Radio. Live in a country that welcomes people from all over the world. Coco Jaffro is from Vancouver, along with rapper Ndidi Cascade. Appropriately, they tackle Canada's most precious commodity, which is our water. Black Water from the Tiny House Warriors compilation is straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Coote.
This is Coco Jaffro, and this is the beat in your own backyard from World Beat Canada.
taking us to the very depths of dub bass. That is Public Image Limited bassist Jaw Wobble and Tyson Dub Mix, a dub tribute to his beloved Staffordshire Bull Terrier. That's brand new, as is this from Canada's premier feel-good horn ensemble, Heavyweights Brass Band, and Carnicero from World Beat Canada Radio. There is your musicianship for sure. Last week was tough on the music world. We lost two greats, Brian Wilson and Sly Stone from the Family Stone. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Was probably one of the reasons I got into playing the bass in the first place. And another bass player, Brian Wilson, turned out to be an absolute Mozart of popular music. In 1967, post Pet Sounds, came his absolute iconic hit, which is Good Vibrations. And in 2004, Brian Wilson revisited the track to bring us what he felt was the definitive version. And that's what I share with you today as we remember Sly Stone and the great Brian Wilson. With our touch of the familiar, it's his Good Vibrations right here on World Beat Canada Radio.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and she's already working on my brain.
Good vibration. vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening.
Different arrangement. I was always crazy about the theremin too. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson and his good vibrations. Next, new music from Amar 808 and the album Club Tunesy. Rakeb Alamba is straight ahead. This is World Be Canned Radio. Can't do it without you. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Coat.
يا ديلي يا يا مسعود نركب على الحمراء نلحق التلمود يا ديلي يا يا مسعود يا سيدي يا يا مسعود
هذه لي يا مسعود نركب على حمراء نلحق التلمود يا ذيلي يا مسعود يا سيدي يا مسعود
So sweet. Yet more new music from Balthus, the Colombian trio of Tropical Psych, and Flesh and Soul, another new single for them. MR 808, before that with Raqueb Alhambra, and that featured Brahim Riahi from Club Tunsi, a great new disc on Glitterbeat Records. Here is Tereya with something completely different. It's called Pa Que Las Veas. And he's a Venezuelan electro crooner who's residing in Madrid. Check this out.
crees tú. En todas las encuestas somos más infinitos. Que injusto para el resto, lo nuestro Munamo. 3005 a los ID Gambino. Acabo de ganar Ibiza y la CDM. Dime dónde lo quieres y yo te lo aterrizo. Bendito sea el momento en que por fin te besé.
Years, that is a brand new track for John Brown's Body, who are reggae pioneers, an 8-piece from Ithaca, New York. Before that, Terea, and some electro crooning from Venezuela, courtesy of Madrid. Nothing warms my heart more than getting an unsolicited music submission from somebody unknown and who deserves to be known. In this case, it's Arsenio Diaz, who is a sitar master with an Afro-Cuban bent. Check this out. Latin rhythms with Indian sitar. It's El Yige y la Nereida. from World Beat Canada Radio.
Cuando la luna se ausenta en la laguna, sale saltando este guigue rumbo al estero. Echa en su jícara blanca en forma de cuna frutas, poemas y flores de su vivero. Con amorosas canciones y carcajadas iba emprendiendo el camino que transitaba. Los almiquíes y jugos y verdes hadas van despertando el cantillo de sus tonadas. Travesía, algas moteadas de sal en su redecilla. Ha decorado su pelo con caracolas, sus en el viento canciones de pleamares. Vivir esperando a su amante entre las olas, gana su cuerpo en la luz de los calamares. Champola, brota el delirio en la piel, fervor penajena, vibran sus voces de afán cual bellosa vitrola. Cuando la noche se escurre y se retracta, cuando han saciado de amarse sobre la espuma, antes del último adiós se besan y pactan, eres en la subsecuente noche sin luna.
Folhas de terra. lava seu corpo com banho de amor, folhas e ervas e Oxã e Xangô. Lava seu corpo com banho de amor, folhas e ervas e Oxã e Xangô.
New expressions for Brazilian candombe and Afro-Bahian culture. That is Mama Sores and Bano de Abo. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist, with Patricia Fraser. Find us on social media, find us on Substack, and do subscribe to our weekly e-blast. Comes out every Friday at worldbeatinternational.com. Sonova is celebrating the release of a new album called Frequent Flyer, and we heard Bond Trader, the first single from that album, last week on the program, and I always like to hear the original before I get into the remixes, but there's a couple of great remixes that go along with this, and we'll spin one of those on the way out. Bond Trader, the Clark Bent remix by Sonova. Our last word we'll give to David Johansen, whom we lost earlier this year from the New York Dolls, who said, playing music is the best thing in the world. It makes show business almost bearable.
But now we have to come up with some music. We got to come up with something. We come up with this track with all this backwards stuff going on.
copyright Communications.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
CFRC from Kingston.